This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Mike Spahr is a research associate at the Demographics and Workforce section of the Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia, and he joins us on the long line from Richmond. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Coy. Nice to be on the show again.
Absolutely. Now, the Demographics and Workforce section at the Cooper Center, you are the good folks who bring us these fascinating numbers. And here's some examples from your website. Only half of the people who live in Virginia are from Virginia.
That's
40%
right.
Come from other states, 10% from other countries. One out of every three people who live here, this is incredible, one out of every three people in Virginia live in Northern Virginia. That is amazing.
Isn't that?
Yeah, and of course, 6% of Virginians now are Hispanic, and my assumption is that that number is going up.
Yes, it is.
Wow, it really interesting. Now, the latest study that y'all have released concerns the number of kids who are graduating from high schools in
public
Virginia.
High schools.
Public
mm-hmm.
high schools, not private high schools.
Right.
Public high schools in Virginia.
Right.
Some fascinating numbers here. And so just take us on a little journey of this study. First, how did you do it?
Well, I'll be glad to cover that. The high school graduates is basically a new project of ours that we're going to be doing every other year. It basically comes off of our annual work on fall membership projections. And essentially, in the fall membership projections, I project each grade, so I know the projected number of 12th graders, and there's a fairly stable relationship between the number of high school graduates and the number enrolled in the 12th grade. So it's fairly straightforward to do a high school graduate projection.
And what are some of the things that we learned from this brand new study hot off the presses?
Well, one of the main reasons that we did this study in the first place was maybe you remember a couple of years ago there was a lot of talk about what was going to happen to high school graduates in Virginia when the standards of learning tests were imposed on the 12th grade class. And at that point, there was not a whole lot of information available on what might happen except from the state of Florida. And when they imposed a statewide test on their 12th graders, the results were somewhat devastating. So everybody was a little bit concerned about what would happen in Virginia when the SOLs were started up. So one of the reasons we did the study was to see what effect, if any, the SOLs did have on graduates in Virginia.
The fear being that if you make them put in more tests in the public schools, you're going to drive people out of the public schools.
Well, not only just drive them out of the public schools, but just have kids fail the test,
right,
and not be able to graduate on time. So when you look at the statistics, however, what you find is that, as far as I can see, there was no effect from the SOLs on the number of graduates. And as a matter of fact, this year, although the final numbers aren't available yet because we haven't counted all the kids who are going to graduate this summer, but I'm projecting that this year there's going to be around 81,300 high school graduates, and that, interestingly enough, that's a state record. We've never had more high school graduates in Virginia's history.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that's this year.
And that's this year.
Wow. That is really something. Over 81,000 kids graduating from high school, public high schools
from
in Virginia.
Public high schools in Virginia.
The more, and never been as much ever in our history.
No, this past year there were about 77,000 graduates. As I said, my estimate or projection for this year is about 81,300. And if my projections hold up, and I think they will, the number of graduates is going to continue to go up for the next 3 years, and it really won't peak until about the 2009 school year.
Mike Spahr with the University of Virginia's Demographics and Workforce section at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. Mike, what are these, the boomers' kids? Is that
That's where? Exactly right, Coy. These are the baby boom echo generation. These are all the kids who were born from about 1977 through 1990. And if you do a little quick math, you know, kids born in 1990 are now 17, so they'll either graduate this year or next year, and there's basically a cumulative effect from all those big cohorts going into public school. And so, yes, it's the Echo generation passing through high school. And they'll, as I said, they'll continue to drive the numbers upward until 2009, at which point we should see about 84,000 high school graduates.
Wow. So we're going to see, for the next few years at least, we're going to see these graduation rates from high schools in Virginia just go up and up every year.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now, the another question is, where are these numbers coming from? Where are we seeing all these high school graduates?
Well, most of them coming from Fairfax, as a matter of fact. I hate to pin it on one locality to the exclusion of everybody else, but Fairfax, by my projection, is going to have about 11,500 graduates this year, which is head and shoulders above any other school division in the state. Second place goes to Virginia Beach, and it has 5,000. And then Chesterfield with about 4,000, and then Prince William with also about 4,000. To step a little bit back from it, most of the high school graduates are coming from the state's three major metropolitan areas, Northern Virginia and the Richmond area and Tidewater, Virginia.
Mike Spahr with the Demographics and Workforce section at the Cooper Center for Public Service. So what is it? Let's forecast a little bit.
Yeah.
We're talking about record numbers of kids graduating from Virginia high schools.
Right.
What does this mean for Virginia colleges and universities?
Well, that was one of the other things we looked at in the study, particularly in regard to the possible effect on the community college system. As you know, community colleges have somewhat less discretion than four-year public universities and colleges, and it's sort of, you know, they're sort of the demand side, or the high school graduates are the demand side. So the first thing we tried to figure out was, well, just how many high school graduates go to Virginia's community colleges. And thanks to some unpublished data from the State Council for Higher Education in Virginia, which very kindly provided it to us, we know that this past year, about 18% of all the high school graduates in the state went on to a community college in Virginia.
18%, so almost one out of five.
Almost one out of five.
Who graduate in Virginia go to a community college in Virginia.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, it does vary tremendously as to where the community college is located. I think it's the kind of situation where the community colleges are essentially in competition with, you know, both four-year colleges and universities, as well as other alternates to higher education altogether, you know, the labor force or the military. So you tend to have higher enrollment rates in the southwest portion of the state, for example, than you do in Northern Virginia, for example.
Mike Spahr, Research Associate at the Demographics and Workforce section at the Cooper Center. Mike, the first thing I'm thinking of here is those community colleges in Northern Virginia are about to explode.
They are. I basically ran the numbers, assuming this last year's worth of enrollment was going to hold up over the next 5 years. And if it does, three community colleges in particular, Germanna, Lord Fairfax, and Thomas Nelson, are going to see really substantial increases in the number of students available to enroll.
And it's not your job, but I wonder if these community colleges are prepared for record numbers.
Well, that's a good question. And unfortunately, I didn't follow up on the study well enough to find out. I suspect they know what's coming around the corner at them. They're pretty astute folks.
This is amazing. Mike, what else are you working on now? I know you've got some other things on the back burner that are starting to boil.
Yes, they are. I've got three boiling pots. let's see. We're just putting the final touches on our fall membership projections. I mentioned those earlier. That's an annual report, and we're getting ready to release that probably in early September. So that's number one. The other thing is I've been working on a technical paper on dropouts in Virginia, how they're defined, and some of the confusion attending the different kinds of dropout statistics. So that's number two. And then, in a month or two, I have to start in on the rather intensive data collection that goes into producing our annual series of population estimates.
let's talk about those the dropout rates, because that is the big, literally the missing number when you talk about graduation rates.
Yes.
The number everybody wants to know was, well, how many kids didn't make it through the system?
Right, and it is genuinely confusing, and it's unfortunate that it's that way. It's not because people are misunderstanding. It's because there are two very popular ways of defining dropouts, and they each give you very different answers as to basically how many there are or what proportion dropouts make up of the population. So basically you get people arguing from one set with people who are using the other set, and it's very hard to find a compromise position in between.
Might we be counting as a dropout somebody whose parents get another job in another state and moves?
Yeah, that's quite possible, as a matter of fact. Basically, the two competing dropout rates, the one is called the event dropout rate, and that's produced each year by the school system. And it's basically looking at the number of kids who were enrolled, and the next year they didn't come back, but there's no sort of official paper trail as to what happened to them. So they're defined as dropouts for that particular year, and they look at the number of kids who basically drop out from grades 7 through 12, calculate the rate based on the number of kids enrolled, and, it depends on what school division you're looking at, but basically you get rates that are around 2 or 3%. So put that on one side. The other way of looking at dropouts is called a status dropout rate. And there you take a look at census data, and you just look at the number of kids of a particular age who are not in school, don't have a high school diploma. When you look at those numbers, they are much, much higher. They're 15, 18, 20% for some localities versus the 2 or 3%. And that's sort of where the conversation can break down, because the status dropout rate, makes your hair stand up on end and go, oh, we have a terrible problem. The event dropout rate, you go, well, 2 or 3%, that's livable.
Yeah, and of course the lower number is from the school system.
Right, and it's not because the school system is fudging the number. I mean, it's a perfectly legitimate number. It's easier kind of to look at the difference between it, which is, of course, just focused on public school students and just the number who are dropping out in a given year.
Right, right.
Versus the status rate, which includes everybody in a given geographic area. So you have all of the public school dropout kids who would be counted in that, plus any private school dropout kids, plus anybody who's moved in to the area from out of state, for example.
Right, right. Well, so I have to tell you, as a regular old Virginian man on the street, the larger number is the one that would seem to me to make more sense, because you're talking about a high school kid who doesn't have a diploma, who's not in school.
Yes, exactly. And I think what it ultimately boils down to is that you pick the dropout rate that is most useful to the kind of program you're thinking about implementing. If you're designing a program to curtail dropouts from the school system, then, you're going to look at the school system developed dropout rate to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
If you are, doing some sort of a workforce program where you want to get dropouts or kids without a high school diploma in for, tech training or something like that, then it would be more appropriate to look at the status dropout rate.
The assumption, Mike Spahr from UVA's Cooper Center, the assumption that we've had for decades is that we have a serious dropout problem in Virginia, especially in the urban areas, and I guess that is still true.
I'm not sure that that's really true. One of the things that I looked at when I did this study on high school graduates was the fact that if you go back to the baby boom generation and when they started graduating from high school, now, if you recall, the baby boom basically was born from 1946 to 1964. They started graduating, and the number of high school graduates in Virginia at that time, and this is, as sort of the peak of the baby boom, was in the mid 60,000s, so 63,000, 65,000. Now, that's the number of high school graduates produced by birth cohorts that are every bit as big as the ones that are producing now 80,000 graduates. So I think the difference is, in fact, that the number of dropouts has declined enormously over the last 30 or 40 years.
Well, that's terrific news.
Yeah, I think it is, as a matter of fact. You know, I don't want to say that there's no dropout problem. That, you know, obviously is not the case.
But it may not be what it once was.
I don't think it is what it once was.
He's the number guy, Virginia's number guy, Mike Sparr, at the Demographics and Workforce section of the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. You can read all about it online at coopercenter.org/demographics. Mike, thank you so much, my friend.
My pleasure, Coy.
This interview, absolutely. Thanks so much. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.